Hello and welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Rima Katz. Today we're talking about one of my favorite topics, loyalty. Why having a unique and innovative loyalty program is so crucial today. With me today is Milan Vladek, VP of Loyalty Operations at FIS Payments Edge, and Dan Key, Senior Analyst of Merchant Services at Javelin Strategy and Research. They're going to delve into the current state of the loyalty landscape and give us a glimpse into what we may expect in the next few years. Milan and Dan, it's great to have you with us today. I'd like to set the stage a bit and give the audience a full view into the payments landscape first. A lot has changed amid the pandemic, and we're still seeing changes occur in this post-COVID environment. Milan, can you speak to this evolution we've seen and are still seeing?
That is a great question. I would say in the last 3 years, businesses adopted to many different ways to handle pandemic. And now I would say post-pandemic business environment, I would say that many of them are thinking about this as a temporary setting. I think it's becoming very evident that we are effectively beginning a new fast-paced disruptive era in payments and broader banking. I will just use the maybe example of the press release that we read yesterday about Apple launching its savings account with highly competitive rates. And that brings so many considerations and questions in terms of when we think about typical traditional competition, those lines are becoming blurry and more blurry every single day. When we think about traditional banking, technology, investments, etc. And I would say that is ultimately a good thing because I do believe that all of these changes are effectively long-term going to benefit consumers and are forcing all of the different providers to be thinking how to remove the friction from that experience and deliver more value in a more meaningful way for consumers. As I think about some other trends in the payments that I would maybe call out from the macro perspective that are influencing not only FIS's roadmap, but the market dynamic in general, the first thing that comes in mind is digital first, or even I would argue in some instances, digital only approach to the roadmap. And what I would argue is a true shift to a holistic digital approach. I would argue that what pandemic did in many respects was truly to further accelerate trends that we started to see prior to the pandemic. And so bits and pieces of those experiences were addressed prior to. I can say that the pandemic was a true catalyst to shift a truly holistic digital approach that many, or I would say most of the brands out there today are embracing. The other one really big trend that I would say is the focus on real-time payments and acceleration of that trend. Once again, ultimately to better service customers. I also believe that the fact that the central banks around the globe are getting more and more serious about digital currency is another trend that is going to further accelerate some of the changes that we have seen over the last couple of years. I would say the latest development where the Bank of England is now actively looking at that and assessing is going to have an implication for years to come. Another trend that I want to call out is the whole concept of the financial inclusion. We sometimes, you know, don't give it too much time and space, but by 2025, 80% of the world population will have access to smartphones. And we know that by having that access, that's going to allow for the, I would argue, new wave of innovation and adoption and the growth, you know, potential growth for the payments and banking space. And I will maybe close with, you know, something that is really near and dear to my heart when I think about the engagement and loyalty service, and that is anything as a service. So whether it's a payments as a service, banking, open banking as a service, loyalty as a service, engagement as a service, I think it's very important development from the macro standpoint because it allows from the engagement and loyalty perspective to be thinking about microservices that can be embedded within the broader experience that the customer has with the brand.
Absolutely. I think acceleration is the key word, and you brought that up a couple of times, where the pandemic just packed years and years and years of changes and developments into a very short period of time. And just about every trend you mentioned was already happening before the pandemic. We were headed in these various directions before the pandemic, but it was going to take 7, 8, 10, 15 years to kind of get to where, in some cases, we are now. Now that things are slowing down pandemic-wise, we're left to pick up the pieces and see what happens when you skip 7 years in the process. Contactless payments, RTP, digitization, so many other things. Just a lot of rapid change that nothing's ever really going to slow down now. We have to kind of keep going with where we are. It's not going to backtrack.
Yeah, and if I can maybe add the context, when I think about this now more specifically, when it comes to the loyalty space, I would maybe start by giving our perspective as the way that we think about the loyalty space today. And I like to think about loyalty more and more in terms of the engagement. And I purposely say engagement because when you say rewards and loyalty, there's a logical implication that some value is being given to the consumer, and whether it's a digital gift card or the tangible benefit or some type of discount. And I believe that the concept of the engagement goes one step further. And it includes engagement that doesn't necessarily involve the exchange of the tangible value. And I believe that if you use a very simple example, just like knowing your customer, maybe birthday, maybe what matters to them, maybe the preference in terms of the product that they're inclined to buy, given their previous spending pattern, goes a long way in terms of building the brand affinity and bringing the customer that is more engaged with the brand. So that's very important to us as we think about the future. I believe it's going to become more and more relevant in years to come. And it's really going to become engagement as a service type of approach. Now, as I think about loyalty industry as a whole on the macro perspective across all of the different verticals, my observation is that one of the biggest challenges for years, right, in a traditional loyalty model was the friction that was existing in the experience model, right? I would argue that the value prop in many instances is absolutely there. The rules of engagement related to that value prop clearly identified. I would argue that the marketing content is absolutely there in terms of telling the story. I think that the biggest, if you will, missing component was so much friction in terms of unlocking the value for the end user. And whether that is sending a cardholder to the website to do something or asking them to download the app, yet another app, right? I mean, I think we can all agree on that. And then asking them to activate some offer before they can go and make the purchase and get the benefit. I believe given the pace of life, given the young generations in terms of how they perceive the engagement, I think that was too much. And I think that those brands that find a way how to remove friction from the experience more effectively and create these microservices that are embedded within the broader relationship that the brand has with the customer, those brands are going to continue to thrive in years to come. And that's really, in my opinion, what should be feeding product roadmap for loyalty providers in this nation and even around the globe.
You know, we've spoken about this industry dynamic, and Lana, you spoke about the importance of loyalty marketing, about what companies are offering consumers. Can you speak to how loyalty and payments edge solutions are interacting to help clients? Are they complementary?
Yeah, that's another really good question. And I think there's a tremendous opportunity in terms of two businesses within the FIS payments division, payments edge and loyalty, in terms of synergistic potential when it comes to the value that we can bring for our clients. And I truly believe on the highest level, on the macro level, that they complement each other. So the way that I, and once again, on the macro level that I think about, you know, this opportunity is when I think about loyalty in a traditional and the way that we support the program today, I think about the loyalty as a long-term engagement value add tool that is there for the customer on ongoing basis. When I say ongoing basis, right, it's really long-term basis, 3 to 5 years. And then I think about Payments Edge as a series of this well-packaged, well-executed, if you will, mini campaigns that are truly focusing on optimizing card portfolio performance for the issuer, right? And so, and then there's a consulting layer on top of that. And so if you think about what these two broad solutions, full solutions offer, and if you now put them together, I would argue that's making FIS payments solution suite even more compelling for the issuers, because all of the different products and services now that can help issuers with the life cycle from the acquisition to activation, usage, and retention. And I'm actually very excited that now Payments Edge and Loyalty are part of the same division. We will be, over the course of the coming months, working together to identify even more ways to work together in terms of our go-to-market and then as well as servicing of the existing client.
There's certainly plenty of value in offering a number of solutions that address different areas that are ideally integrated and on the same page that can really benefit various clients in a lot of ways.
I'd like to dig a little deeper. Can you speak to some of the unique and innovative loyalty program tactics that you're currently supporting for clients? Can you also speak to if they're difficult to deploy and implement?
I will definitely call out one of the solutions that is solving the big problem that I called out at the beginning of this conversation. So I believe that removing the friction is absolutely the number one objective for any loyalty scheme or loyalty program out there that is looking to be relevant to the consumer. And I would have to call out Payment Points in real-time solution as an example of the use case. We were able to identify the way to make that redemption experience for cardholders that much cleaner, intuitive, real-time, and compelling. So if we think about the traditional redemption experience where we used to send cardholders to the marketing content, marketing message to either website or the app, as I said. And I would say every time we ask cardholders to take more than one or two or three steps, we lower the propensity probability that they're going to actually experience that. And so what we did over the course of the last couple of years, we developed the network of merchants where cardholders, by simply paying with their payments card, are presented with an offer in real time to redeem their loyalty currency in real time for discount at the point of sale. I can actually make the comment that by delivering this experience, we for the first time in a true meaning introduced loyalty liquid currency into the payments offstream and actually made loyalty currency, whether it's a cashback or points or miles or hotel stays, whatever that might be, to act as another payment tender. We brought loyalty currency to be used in a transaction just like any other payment tender. And I think that that was absolutely a tremendous step forward for the industry, for our program. And I honestly, I'm a strong believer that we'll continue to see further expansion of this type of approach in its current use case that we have today. I also believe that by building this infrastructure to facilitate that experience in real time, we built an important component for the evolution of that program, where potentially there's going to be opportunity to deliver card-linked offer, merchant-funded offers through that same channel and have them be stacked at the point of sale for even greater value that is going to be delivered to the cardholder, portion of that value funded by the issuer, portion of that value funded by the merchant. So I'm actually very excited because I believe that this success of this current solution is once again setting the stage for how the loyalty provider should be thinking in terms of removing the friction from the cardholder's experience. And then given all of the dynamic taking place in the marketplace, they're going to become more and more relevant in years to come, especially for the budget-savvy cardholders. And that's going to benefit everybody who is engaged in this ecosystem, from the merchant to the issuer, and then finally, and most importantly, to the end user.
Yeah, I just want to hit home how important removing friction is from loyalty in particular. You know, when a consumer is making a first purchase at a merchant, let's say, and there's friction on the way to the end of the purchase, that's frustrating, but the consumer wants to complete that purchase. They already picked out an item that they might power through. For loyalty, the goal is engagement and to bring them back again. Unless whatever loyalty perks are so valuable and great, it's very easy for a consumer to bounce off. It's just a messy process to take advantage of it. Having no friction or having as little friction as possible is really important for loyalty, because otherwise nothing you do will work if it's a choppy process.
Let's look ahead a bit. How do you see the loyalty market evolving? What's the next big trend that you see emerging in the space?
These are actually very exciting times to be in the loyalty marketing space. And very exciting times, I would say, because of, you know, many things that we discussed, you know, today. There's so much dynamic and disruption taking place. But at the same time, I would argue that every brand out there, whether it's a retailer or whether it's a, you know, issuer, everybody's looking at their value prop and the ways to stay relevant with their customers. As a result of that, logically, the consideration is, how does the existing program evolve so that we stay relevant to the consumer and the changing expectations by the consumer? In cases where the brand doesn't have any type of the engagement or the loyalty program, and yes, there are still some out there, I believe that everybody's now being, if you will, encouraged, forced to look at some level of the engagement strategy and loyalty strategy to be relevant to the consumer of tomorrow. So if you look at the construct of what's happening in the marketplace, these are really exciting times because now brands more than any time in the last 10 to 15 years are very eager to engage in evolving the program that they have or designing the program that is going to fit their more strategic payments and banking needs. And so for that reason, we are very excited. And every conversation, either with the sales prospect or the existing client, further validates how important this discussion is for them. I would say, as the industry, we are truly now moving forward to that contextual, hyper-personalized value add throughout consumer journey. And I purposely say value add because I go back to my comment about the engagement versus reward. Value add doesn't necessarily mean that somebody's giving us a digital gift card if we do something. It may or may not be a tangible value, but the engagement goes way further than just giving them a tangible value for a cardholder or consumer doing something with your brand. I think that contextual, I absolutely see driven by AI, right, in coming years, which then effectively means absolutely relevant by being highly personalized to me, my preferences, is going to be the industry standard in coming years. The big question is it in 2 years or is it in 5 years? I don't think that any of us have a crystal ball to know the exact timeline, but I'm absolutely excited because we see the early discussions that are going to lead to that, you know, kind of market development in coming years.
Absolutely. It's always hard to pin down how many years it might take. One thing that we've talked about a little bit, I'm very excited to see, is just making redemption of any kind of rewards or value add easier as far as getting it to a consumer, them accessing it, them cashing it in with greater speeds, with greater ease, with greater awareness of what's happening. I think a lot of loyalty can be more effective as things become more instantaneous. I think once consumers can really see what is happening more regularly, I think it really, really benefit merchants in the end.
Hopefully it takes 2 years and not five, but if anything, we'll wait a bit. Juan and Dan, thank you so much for your insights and perspective. We hope to have you back on soon.